Welcome to the world of Shabbos. My name is Reuven Brand, and I invite you to listen in as we share a powerful burst of Torah that will transform your experience of Shabbos. Whether we'll be swaying with a group of Majitzer Hasidim at Shalashuddis or cracking a Talmudic mystery, we'll be pursuing a journey to deepen and enrich our weekly Shabbos experience. Let's get started. We've got to talk about one of the most important elements of Shabbos, and that is the concept of Pikuach Nefesh. And that's not just for you, the listener, that's also for me, the teacher. And I'll tell you why I mean that, because the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Or Chaim, in the beginning of Shin Chav Ches, which teaches us about the laws of Refuah, the Shulchan Aruch says that Mishiyesh Lo Choli Shel Sakan, if somebody has, God forbid, a life-threatening illness, mitzvah l'chalal olvus haShabbos. It's a mitzvah to desecrate, to violate, to break Shabbos. V'hazariz, someone who has alacrity, hareze mishubach. V'hashoel, if somebody who asks, should I go to the hospital, should I attend to this medical need right now or not, hareze shofeich damim, strong words of the Shulchan Aruch, that person who vacillates, who inquires, is considered to be a shofech damim. So, of course, we need to understand unequivocally that pikuach nefesh is doche Shabbos, even in a case of suffix, even if it's a small doubt, if you are concerned about it, if you would call a doctor on Tuesday, you call a doctor on Shabbos. What's interesting here is that the Mishnah Berurah here in Sif Beis, he notes that the Yerushalmi has a different girsa. It's not hashoel hareze. That it's not that the person who's asking, it's Hanishal, the person who is asked, the rabbi, the teacher, the Mora Derech, Hareze Maguna, that person is repugnant. Why? Because the rabbi should have educated the people not to come to his door with medical questions on Shabbos. They should talk to a doctor. So step number one in the laws, in the entire concept of Pikuach Nefesh is, don't call a rabbi on Shabbos, call a doctor. It's a mitzvah and zariz. I want to deal with two specific elements of this din of Pikuach Nefesh with very significant ramifications of each chakira, of each question. The first is the makor, what's the source? And the second is, what's the geder? What's the nature of this din? So the Gemara says in Yuman Daf Pehe Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that the Tanoim, they had a discussion, they tried to understand what exactly is the source that a person is responsible to take care of a medical emergency on Shabbos, even if it means violating Shabbos. The Gemara gives you several examples. The last of the Tanoim is Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, who says, "V'shamru v'nei Yisrael sa Shabbos." The Jewish people, we are to guard the Shabbos. So the Torah indicates, "Amra Torah chalal olav Shabbos achas k'dei sheyishmor Shabbos asarbe." We should violate one Shabbos so that we will be healthy and able to observe many Shabbosos in the future. The Gemara then presents the shita of an Amora, Rabbi Yudam, Shmuel. Shmuel said, if I was there with the Tanaim, I would have told them the source is a different one. The one that we know much better, it's more popular, V'chai Bahem. The Torah says we should live by the rules of the Torah, V'lo Sheyamos Bahem. We should not, Chas V'Shalom, die. We should make sure that unless it's the three cardinal sins or very few other exceptions, even Chilul Shabbos does not stand in the way of Pikuach Nefesh. So, if someone were to ask you, what's the source? So you probably would have told them, V'chai Bahem, that's the most famous one. But if you look carefully at the end of the Gemara, that's not 100% clear. The Gemara concludes that each of the answers of the Gemara can be, each of the suggestions of the Tanaim can be contested. And what's the response to Rav Shimon ben Manasseh? That the Gemara says, maybe I could suggest that's only limited to a case of Vadai. Ashkachan Vadai, certainly Pikuach Nefesh. But what about Safik? So for that, Shmuel's answer of V'chai Bahem, that the Gemara says, it takes the case. For Shmuel, even a case of doubt. And that's the halacha for us. So I recall, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Shechter Shlita, when he said this Gemara over in Shir, this Gemara in Yuma, he told us, and I believe this appears in a bunch of Achronim, that the Gemara actually never rejects Rav Shimon ben Manasseh. Even though the Gemara says that Shmuel's answer is the best answer, and it includes all the cases, but perhaps Rav Shimon ben Manasseh's answer, it still obtains. We still have a makar of Vishamru, in addition to V'chai Bahem. So what's the difference? What's an afkamina? Why is it significant that Vishamru and V'chai Bahem are both sources for Pikuach Nefesh? So one afkamina of this is the Ran. It's in Yuma, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, in the Daf Arif, in the back of the Gemara. The Ran says, I'll give you a ramification. If you assume that Pikuach Nefesh is based on Vishamru, that the purpose is to save a life so that they can fulfill the mitzvahs of Shabbos in the future, Well, that would apply even to an unborn fetus. If you're telling me that it only is based on v'chai b'hem, that it's a charge to someone who's living, well, if that person is not alive yet, so they can't be subject to the mitzvah of v'chai b'hem. But if it's about investing in future Shabbosos, that could be true even of an embryo. Another nafkamina from this might be there is a question that's raised in the Beis Yosef in the end of Orach Haim Simen Shin Vav, where he quotes from a Tshuva Sarajba Nebuch, there was a young woman who was kidnapped from her home, and she wasn't in danger of dying. They weren't going to put her to death, but what they were going to do was forcibly convert her and baptize her to Catholicism. So the Rashbo was asked, are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save this young woman from baptism, from apostasy? So the Rashba is not sure. He thinks he should be Machmir. The Beis Yosef quotes a Tosfos who's going to be Mekel. The conclusion of the Shulchan Aruch is that we are Mekel, says the Magen Avram. Even to violate an Issur D'oraisa, you're allowed. Why? Because Mutav l'chalal Shabbos achas kedei shetishmor Shabbosos harbei. If it were just based on the principle of v'chai b'hem, then v'chai b'hem would be limited to physical salvation. But once it's v'shamru v'nei yisrael Shabbos that we should observe more Shabbosos, if a woman is going to be baptized, rachman l'tzlan, then it would even apply to pikuach nefesh ruchani, we could say. And this idea is expanded on in a beautiful sefer of Yonason Sachs, Shalita, the Rosh Hashiva of Lander College, previously Rosh Hashiva at Reitz, in Yom Simchaskim in Siman Yudal, where he discusses this at length. This question and the suggestion that there are two sources, each of them have nafkamina, which will have other ramifications beyond this in terms of people who are potentially not Jewish or not observant, other kinds of nafkamina that will come back to this question. That's issue number one. Issue number two is the question of the Hagdara, the parameters, the nature of this. The Gemara says in Yuma Daf Vav Amud Beis that when it comes to karbonos, sacrifices, we know that certain sacrifices, if they are time-bound sacrifices, generally speaking, those are going to be communal offerings. They are going to be offered even if all the Kohanim in the Azara are Tamei. That's what we call Tuma Bitzibor. You have a communal offering, you can bring it even Bituma. The Gemara has a Machlokes. Rav Nachman says that is Hutra. It's totally allowed. And Rav Shesha says, no, it's only Dechuya. Rashi says, what's the definition of Dechuya? Dechuya is Bekoshi Hutra Velo Heter Gomor. It is allowed, but just with, as you would say in Yiddish, a krecht, just a limited exception. There's a huge nafkamina between hutra and dechuya, the Gemara says. It's how far do you have to go to get a kohen who is tahar? If you assume that the sacrifices, in the case of tumah in the Beis HaMikdash, tumah hutra b'tzibur, then don't worry about it. There are no kohanim who are tahar locally, not a problem. But if you assume it's Duchuya, the Gemara says, well, then you should go and travel and chase down and bring in a Tahar coin, even if you don't have anybody here. You can ask the same question when it comes to Shabbos. Is Pikuach Nefesh, is that Begeder Hutra, or is it Duchuya? Hutra is more like, and this is an extreme formulation, like the Torah never prohibited it. That when it comes to Shabbos, it's as if it's a Tuesday when somebody is in a life-threatening situation, just like when it comes to Yom Tov, cooking on Yom Tov, excluding the Chumrah, the later Chumrah, the Ramah, its principle, it's absolutely heter gomer, there is no Isser at all to cook on Yom Tov. On the other hand, Kelayim in Tzitzis, if a person has a linen garment, so to put wool Tzitzis on that, that is Esei Dochelo Sasei, that's Dechuya, and therefore it should be avoided if possible. So, when it comes to Shabbos, we have several nafkamina. If you understand that pikuach nefesh is hutra, that's going to be very different than if it's duchuya. So here are three examples, and it's a huge controversy. If you take a look in the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph Beis and Gimel, you get two different vibes from this Rambam, and there's a tremendous amount of literature whether Rambam holds it's hutra or duchuya. Here's one nafkamina. The Gemara says in Beitza on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph that when it comes to yantif, you are allowed to cook for Yom Tov, and even if you're planning to eat some of that food the next week on Chol, you're allowed to be what's called marba b'shiurim as long as it's in one pot. You take an enormous cholent pot, fill it up, and then put it on the fire. You don't eat all the cholent that's in there? Not a problem. This is hutra. It's totally mutter on Yom Tov. So the question is, what about riba b'shiurim for a chole on Shabbos? So the Gemara says in Menachos Daf Samach Daled that Ribi Bishirim is also for a chola on Shabbos. Tosis there in Dibur Maskel Shtayim, and other Rishonim say, yeah, that's only Midrabanan. Says the Ran in the back of the Gemara. The Ran says, absolutely not. The Ran says, Ribi Bishirim B'Shabbos is also Midaraisa. What's the machlokas? Why should Ribi Bishirim be also Midaraisa according to the Ran? So the Ran says, it's because on Shabbos, the heter for the chola, that leniency, it's only Dechuya, it's only pushed off, it's limited, it's bekoshi. And that limitation means that only what is absolutely necessary, you're not going to allow Riba Bishurim. Tosfos would say, no, the heter is hutra. On a biblical level, it's absolutely permitted to cook for that chola, and therefore, the excess food is only going to be usher midrabanan. And the reason that we're going to, and the excess food is going to be usher because adding the cooking, the Riba Bishurim itself, is only a chumra midrabanan. That's nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two. Rav Avadya, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, in the Tshuvas Yechavadas and Chelek Dalet Siman Lamed, wonders what happens if you have a case where Rachmana Litzlan, a person is in a pikuach nefesh situation. So they are very ill in a hospital, and they ask you for something, but the intervention that they're asking for is not directly related to their medical condition. They say, can you please bring them a pillow that's going to make them more comfortable? And the only way to get that pillow is to drive through a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, violate an Issa D'Oraisa. Or they tell you to slightly make them more comfortable by adjusting the temperature. And assuming that even that is an Issa D'Oraisa, depending on the circumstance. The question is, even though of course you'd be Mechal Shabbos for them if it was for a medical need, but what about if it's not for the medical Pikuach Nefesh, it's just something that's going to help them suffer a little bit less, make them feel a little bit better. Now, obviously, if that has a medical outcome, that's medically necessary. But it doesn't. You can ascertain that certainly for a doctor. If you say, this is one core way to do this, if you say that Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is hutra, it's absolutely mutter, so once that person is in the state of Pikuach Nefesh, everything that you're going to do for them, even if it's not medically necessary, is going to be mutter. But if you say it's tuchuya, it's only a limited leniency, then you would not. And finally, one key distinction is l'chura, what seems to be the machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah in Simen Shin Chav Ches here, in Shulchan Aruch, in Or HaChaim, where the Shulchan Aruch tells you, Kishmachal and Shabbos, when you're Machal and Shabbos, you should make sure not to use someone who's not Jewish, and not to use a minor, anybody else. You should do it yourself, and you should do it right away. Says the Ramah, there are those who say, if you can accomplish the same goal in the same amount of time, you should ask a non-Jew. According to the Shulchan Aruch, there is no reason that you should have a non-Jew or an Uber driver or a taxi drive the person to the hospital on Shabbos, drive it yourself, mitzvah rabbah. According to the Ramah, if it's not going to take any more time, all things being equal, rather ask the non-Jew. L'chor, the machlokas, it seems, is that the Shulchan Aruch is holding that this din of pikuach nefesh is hutra, and therefore there's no reason, there's no midas chasidus not to drive on your own. Whereas according to the Ramah, it sounds like the din of pikuach nefesh is only dechuy, and therefore we're only going to give you that limited heter. And if you have, all things being equal, of course, if it's going to go quicker, just doing it yourself, of course you should go quicker. It's pikuach nefesh. But if all things are being equal, then you should ask somebody else. So number one, make sure, don't call a rabbi with a medical question on Shabbos, call a doctor. Number two, to understand there are two different sources. There's Vishamra and V'chai Bahem with the associated nafkaminas. And number three, the big question, whether or not the leniency, this allowance of life-saving measures on Shabbos, that's hutra, that's completely open and It's as if it's a Tuesday on a Shabbos, or is it Tichuya? We're going to do everything possible, but if there's some way to mitigate it, that's what should be done according to the opinion of Tichuya. Thank you for joining us for this episode of The World of Shabbos. Please subscribe to this podcast and leave us a great review. For more Torah learning opportunities, please check out our Kollel's website, www.torahchicago.org.